Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Scott Arno, the security advocate. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online, Vice President of Soho Solutions, and one of the top experts on online technology and security, especially the security world, folks. Scott Arno is. We're continuing our discussion of blockchain, and I've been saying in my simple elementary way, I see blockchain in this very, and I'm using blockchain as a catch-all term. I often say blockchain-like technology, blockchain-type technology, because there's some other stuff out there. There's some cloud-based technology that's going to be is already pretty interesting. But what I've been seeing, Scott, and I want to get your comments on this, we're now in what I'm calling the first wave of blockchain type technology, where it is handy. We got smart contracts. Companies all over the country, all over the world, down to smaller companies, are starting to expect. They're either doing it or they're anticipating being required to enter into a blockchain type contract, smart contract. And everybody will be excited. They'll be proud of themselves, and they'll feel so avant garde for doing all this. And then they're going to wake up one morning when the second wave hits them. And that's where, because of a blockchain-type technology, their industry is turned upside down, is completely disrupted. And I believe blockchain-type technology is the next Internet-class disruptor, and it'll make the Internet look like nothing. What do you think?
Well, blockchain is built on top of the Internet, so the Internet's still integral to what it's doing, but I definitely agree it's going to change some things in a pretty big way.
As a disruptor. I didn't say it was going to replace the Internet. I'm just talking about as a disruptor.
Absolutely. A lot of businesses rely on effectively the way things run right now. The smart contracts you mentioned are a sort of a second-level variation on a blockchain. The legacy of blockchain is basically a system of storage. There are different types of blockchain. The public ones are the ones we tend to hear of. The ones that are probably the best known, Bitcoin is pretty simple. It's just exchange of electronic currency back and forth, the Bitcoins. The next level up would probably be something called Ethereum, which came out in 2014. And while there is a coin attached to it called Ether, it's more about the functionality of that particular storage system or blockchain. One thing it allows is this thing you've mentioned called a smart contract, which is a huge, huge change. Because what that is effectively, as part of this, once again, immutable or unchangeable storage system, you have, in effect, a little part of a contract set up where if a certain condition is met, then this action takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say, as you and I were talking about
certain
in the break, let's say
products are released for delivery, or payment is made, or a part of an obligation is null and void now.
Exactly. I mean, let's say, for example, you come to work for me and we decide we're going to pay you by the hour. Because of the smart contract, every hour you're on the clock, you automatically get paid. It just happens.
Right.
You don't do anything. I don't do anything. It just occurs because that condition is met. And it's actually already being seen in a few places. Like, one great example of it is crowdfunding systems. Because of the way they're set up right now, let's say I start a crowdfund. I want $10 million. Investors pour in. Let's say I then leave and take all the money with me. That's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
So a way a smart contract can help that is instead, this money's held by the smart contract where I can't get to it and you can't get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it hits $10 million, then it's released for the project. If, on the other hand, it hits $8 million and stops, it automatically gets returned to everybody who's invested because the condition hasn't been met. I never had the money to take it in the first place.
Right. Here's the way it would help. It would work for a small business and a bank, and their bank. Mm-hmm. If a bank loans mm-hmm. you $50,000 working capital, well, they're gonna try to attach everything you own to as collateral. Well, you can say, no, I'm not going to let you have everything, but I'm going to give you these three assets. And you can stipulate in that contract that when the $50,000 gets down to $40,000, that particular asset gets released as collateral. It gets down to $20,000, that another one gets released. And see, now you have to argue with your banker about when to release those assets. The blockchain would do it automatically.
Exactly. That's the great thing about a smart contract. It takes out some of the interpretation needed.
Yep. And it's not going to be good for a middleman. If you're an intermediary, blockchain's not
Definitely.
Your friend. Not going to be your friend. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. TheSecurityAdvocate.com is the website. Come back soon, Scott.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.